Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into another episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, a couple of weeks ago, we did a series of questions with regards to the sort of speed you need to be running the various distances at, a 5, a 21, and a marathon to qualify for the various, the sort of range you need to be in to get the various medals at Comrades. And we had a great question in with regards to a run-walk strategy for the various medals. And I think those podcasts were pretty popular, and I think it'll be great to look at a run-walk strategy for the different medals. And I think let's start with the Vic Clapham, probably the medal most people get on Comrades Race Day. What's the sort of best run-walk strategy for someone who's aiming for an 11 to 12-hour Comrades?
Okay, so I've put together a little general guide for how I feel people should approach a run-walk strategy. But the important thing here is that when people put their strategy together, the aim of the run-walk strategy needs to be that you feel like you've done enough work, that you deserve a little bit of a reward in terms of a break. And the thinking behind this is that the longer we can keep your legs fairly fresh, the longer you'll be able to keep going at a particular average speed. So the run walk breaks essentially just allow you to keep going at the same speed for much longer than you otherwise would be able to if you didn't take the walk break. So for that Vic Clapham medal, I recommend that people run 10 minutes and then walk 1 minute. And when you get to the hills, you then do run walk. So whether it's run 2 lampposts, walk 1, or run 1 lamppost, walk 1 lamppost, lots of walking on the hills, because you really want to be feeling nice and strong as you get into the final third of the Comrades.
Particularly the uprun. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. I think tomorrow we'll take a look at the bronze medal, what you need to do from a run-walk strategy to dip under 11 hours at the 2015 Comrades.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.